And now the Battle of Glenshiel in David Lent's setting. And the first little expression problem we encounter is right there in bar one. And Mackay, in his main manuscript, sets that opening gesture, e o brove, more or less even quavers. But in the much more heavily directive Cantabart manuscript, as it is wrongly so called, he dots and points. E ho roi umbri yoro yangs onto the B. E ho ro e umdri dotted quaver semi quaver pattern. And David Glenn follows him. This leaves to my mind the little introductory little E cadence on the second figure there in the opening gesture. Il yundabri. Oh, a bit stranded. It's squashed at that point, isn't it? E-I-L, you bra, if you hang on to the B. E-I-L, you bra, e-hum-pum-de-bra. And General Thomason's fix for this, which is to treat Mackay's even quavers as indicating that it could be dot or cut either way, or indeed played evenly, gets round this problem by stressing the D, the final D. Which gives a much more fluent, sort of idiomatic, rhythmical pattern. But Glenn includes that little cadence note, so we'll just have to put up with it. So here we have the Battle of Glenshiel in Glenn's setting. Which brings us to the show. Glenn cuts up, as Mackay does, but as Colin Cameron does not. Colin Cameron plays it the other way around. Yum di vairi, hum di hairi, and so on. But Glenn cuts up, and so we must follow him here. Let's come off the end of the ground. Hori hai kan. Oh, vi, oh, vi, oh, vi, oh, vi, om de var igen. Oh, then the doubling after that. Om bail Scholarship singling, which Glenn plays in the modern manner. And Mackay's score would seem to suggest that he plays it in 4-4. Yandrahi, Hambrahi, Handra, Nairahi, Hambrahi, Yamdrahi, and so on. But Glenn plays the demi-semi quavers we hear everywhere nowadays. So it would sound, I imagine, somewhat like this. Harambai, harandai, harando, harambi, horvai, harandai, il yo yan. Harambai, harandai, harando, harambai, harambai, harandai, il yan. No. Harandai, harandai, harambo, harandai, harambai, harandai, il yohan harambai harandai harando harandai harambai harandai hilyan no horohi harandai harambai harambai horandai harandai hilyan Horodai, Harandai, Horovi, Harandi, Horandai, Harandai, and Ho, Ian. Harampai, Harampai, Horumbai, Harandi, Horovai, Harandai, Ian. Horovai, Harandai, Horumbai, Harandai, Yorando, Harandai, No, and then into the doubling. Harambai, harambai, harando, harambi, harambai, harambai, harambi, harambi, harambai, harambai, harando, harambi, harambai, harambi, harambi, harambi. Repeated that first line. Harambai, harandi, horando, harandi, horambai, harambi, horambai, harambi. Glenn very artfully alters the two in the row there, as we discuss in the PDF file. It's very effective, that interplay between low G's and low E's, bouncing off that E. Let's do that. First line again. Harambai, harandai, harando, harandi, harambai, harandi, harambai, harandi, harambai, harandi, harando, harandi, harambai, harandi, harandai, harandi, harovai, harandai, harambai, harandi, harambai, harandi, harambai, harandai, harovai, Harandai, Horovi, Ahanani, Harvanda, Hananda, Harando, Harando, Harampahi, harundi, orohai, harundi, orumbai, harundi, orumbai, harundai, orumbai, harundi, orumbai, harundai, orundo, harundai, orundo, harundo. He ail yabro hail yon debri yombre orove. This stage in the manuscript, of course, obviously Glenn indicates that the ground return. Now, below this in Glenn's manuscript is sketched a cruel a doubling movement present in none of the other scores, not even his old friend General Thomason goes down this route. But Glenn adds on his own authority here. It says, Crúnlua by D. Glenn. So he acknowledges his source, namely it's him. And he, I suppose, like many other players, have wondered down the years why this tune, which it seems could very well bear a Crúnlua variation, never seemed to have one. Well, it does now. This is the kind of doubling. A singling could easily be constructed from it. As follows. Yo hibram hai hibram mo hibram ha hibram hi badriye 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 badri hum hibram ya hibram ho hibram ha hibram ye badri ho hibram ye badriye badri. It's repeated. Yum hibram hai hibram ho hibram ha hibram e patriye 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 tibri hum hibram ha hibram ho hibram ha hibram ye patriye hibram ye patriye 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 patri hum hibriye tibri hum hibri hum hibram hey, baran, hey, bedri, hey, bedri, hey, bedri, hum, hibri, hum, hibri, ho, hibri, hum, dabrin, hi, jajabri, hey, debri, hey, debri, hey, debri, ho, hibri, hey, debri, ho, hibri, hey, hibram, ye, bedri, hey, bedri, ho, hibram, ha, hibram, ho, hibram, ha, hibram, ho, hibram, ha, hibram. No indication that the ground is repeated. However, it does have the appearance of having been a slightly different ink, perhaps, having been added later. But it works, so that if one wanted to play a Crúnlua to this tune, it would certainly bear one, I think. Very well, then, that is David Glenn's setting of the Battle of Glenshiel.